As I said the other day, nearly anybody can understand our relief work. That's one language that they can understand. And the Muslims, for instance, with whom you might think we have very little in common, the Mohammedans, either in Palestine or in North Africa, with whom we're now in contact, they are sympathetic with our point of view. I think I described to you the work that was done in China during the Civil War, before finally the communists took over the whole continent and Chiang Kai-shek moved into the island for most of it. But when we were working there, as we were intermittently in touch, as we aren't now, with the communist Chinese. And I remember one of our workers saying that a communist said to him, "You Quakers are our greatest enemies, because with you, religion makes sense. And of course, we're opposed to religion." Well, that's a curious form of attitude. I don't think the Soviet encyclopedia would quite agree with that. Although there was some grudging praise in the article, which I didn't bring. And I think a good many of these non-Christian groups find it easier to assimilate to the Society of Friends than they would to a very strict church. Now what about the attitude of modern Christians? And our attitude towards them further. I meet a great many people. When they learn I'm a Quaker, they say, "Well, if I weren't a Baptist or a Catholic or something, I certainly would be a Quaker." We don't have proportionate representation, but the Quakers would do pretty well if they could score all their second votes. You see. But, and you'll find that in almost any group, the Catholics, for instance. And we have a good deal in common with the Catholics. Historically, we were in the same boat, weren't we, in the Commonwealth days? And it's hard to tell whether the Quakers or the Catholics were more severely persecuted, and they were, of course, confused. Both were nonconformists to the established religion. William Penn was thought to be a Catholic most of his life by some people. He was very friendly with the Catholic prince, and was in favor of toleration even of Catholics. You could get some Protestants to favor toleration for all kinds of Catholics, but to add to Catholics was just going one too far. And furthermore, just to mention two other points, mysticism, if I may use a word I don't like, has been attributed to the Catholics, and they are the famous mystics, have been largely Catholics, and the mystical writings and the devotional writings have been by Catholics, Imitation of Christ, and Ekahar, various people of that sort. So that maybe some of you take Mr. Steer's course, have you, on mystics? A lot of the reading in that course would be Catholic mystics. Am I right, or don't you know? And second point of likeness is, although it's somewhat different too, whereas the Protestants regard the Bible as the main authority, it's commonly said, is it not, that they replaced the Pope as an external authority with the Bible. Now the Quakers replaced the Bible with the inner life, if that's a rough way of putting it. As for the other Protestant groups, they're very friendly, and only a few of them talk the way Canon Henson did, or Bishop Henson did, in the review I was quoted. The Lutherans think our attitude on the inner light's entirely off, that we much underplay the importance of Christ in the Christian religion. But on the whole, the federations of churches, local and national, and were, as they developed in the last 20 years, have raised for the other Christians, the big groups of Christians, an inconvenient problem. What do we do with the Quakers? Well, they don't admit the Christian Scientists, and they don't admit the Salvation Army, and they don't admit, or perhaps they don't want to come, the Jehovah's Witnesses. What are you going to do with this other odd group, the Quakers? In or out? Invited or not invited?
What about the Unitarians?
That's different. The Unitarians are mostly excluded. In many places, there's local options, and where the relations are good, the Unitarians are allowed. Of course, the Jews are not included, and the Ethical Culture Society is not included. And then there are not an organization, but a lot of people that regard themselves as humanists and don't believe in God at all, but in man. That's the difference between a theist and a humanist. But they don't, they're not an organized group. Not long ago, the Saturday Evening Post was talking about the World Council of Churches, spoke of the friend as being left out, along with the Jehovah's Witnesses and so on. Well, they're mostly invited. They're not in because they have some scruple about going. A London Yearly Meeting, which all the friends look up to, has debated for long whether to be in or out. They sent an observer to New Delhi and Delhi and India last year, and they debated again. As far as I know, they haven't yet decided to go in, though in England, of course, there'd be a lot of Quakers that say, why shouldn't we? But one of the things that keeps them out is the creedal statement. Most of the federations of churches say, well, we understand that you friends won't take that, but we'd like you in anyhow, and you can understand any way you like. You can say the words or not say the words, but we'll admit you. Well, that's a matter that puts about the conscience of the friends. Are we going to join an organization that claims to have a creedal basis, no matter how innocuous or simple? Until lately, the creedal basis was simply this. It includes all those that believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and God. No, I'm wrong. As God and Savior. You see, it's very important to get the exact wording there. Well, a number of Quaker groups have swallowed that and said, if you let me take that the way I mean it, we'd like to be along with you. Other Quaker groups, well, in the early meeting, hasn't quite said that. I don't know what the answer ought to be here, but this is the one way in which the problem presents itself. And the objection to creed, no matter what you call it, a statement of belief or a common bond or whatever you call it, is the Quaker pitch. I must say, the other churches are very polite towards the Quakers. And they'd like to have them in, and they don't much care about insisting on this statement, but it's down in their writings of the friends if they have any hesitation. Of course, a great many friends have no hesitation about that. Although, if you had studied church history, you would know that that was one of the formulas that was rejected by the church in the 5th century. They're very particular to define this sort of thing. We'd rather leave it undefined. And they, of course, they put this down simply as a catch-all or as satisfactory the greatest number. And then they forget about the Society of Friends. One of their earlier formulas was this, that we accept into this fellowship all baptized persons that believe in Jesus Christ. They forgot that the Quakers weren't baptized. And when they invited the friends in, they said, well, thank you, but perhaps you've forgotten that we hadn't been baptized, and that therefore we're not really eligible. Well, What about the attitude of friends to other Christians? I think it's rather mollified over the years. And indeed, even in the early days, there were people that would say something like this. As William Penn, "The humble, meek, merciful, just, pious, and devout souls are everywhere of one religion. And when death has taken off the mask, they will know one another, though the divers' liveries, costumes, that means they wear here, may make them strangers." There's a very nice passage in Woman's Journal, you may remember, when he described two Roman Catholics. One was canonized as a saint, and the other was burned as a heretic. And Woman says, "I can't see the difference between them. They both were fine, saintly characters." So he tried to proclaim a variety in a Catholicity, small c, a Catholicity that wasn't common. I spoke at the conference where friends met in 1952, and they invited somebody to speak on behalf of the World Council of Churches. And this is something he said. "You friends are a standing perplexity to other Christians. You enjoy the spirit of Christian life without the forms that we have supposed essential." That means the sacraments, I think. Well, I sometimes think that maybe the chief function of the Society of Friends is to be an enigma, is to bother people that think that uniformity and conformity have an important place in the modern world. Is not variety an asset? We know the pressure for social and political conformity. We know it, but we don't know how strong it is, really, about us, keeping up with the Joneses, either in constitutional theory or economic theory or social behavior or religious definition. And it may be that a variety is the worst. I suppose there have been friends that have thought that they were the only Christians. There's a story I've heard from a well-known American minister living out here, and his son said to me, his son must have been about my age, this happened many years ago, as a boy, he said to his father, "Father, when we get to heaven, does he think there'll be anybody there but friends?" And his father very wisely said, "If not, it's hardly worthwhile to keep the place open." Well, that was a pretty wise father, I think. It may be then, as I've suggested, that one of our main functions is precisely that of a small and rather different minority. Everybody else is doing something. There's a place for a few people to perhaps stand for something else. Now, of course, I'm talking in the large and about the relation between groups. I'm not saying anything about the individual appeal or of Quakerism to individuals. They'd be quite different. And the individual opposite of appeal, that is the repulsion of Quakers and individuals to be quite different too. I once read a collection of letters of people that had asked to join a monthly meeting in the last few years. They wrote a letter of application to the meeting saying, "We'd like to join the monthly meeting, this is why we want to join." But no two of those letters were much alike. They came in different angles. And I suppose by the same token, the things that people find fault with in Quakerism that repels them from it might be quite unlike too. If I may conclude by just making a few points that seem to me make Quakerism worthwhile in the total spectrum of churches, I would mention the vigorous application of Christian principles in fields of accepted social behavior. like slavery, for instance, and war. I think there's a place for some small group that takes their Christianity so radically here that it may be of some public use. Another thing is the attempt to diffuse religion into all aspects of life, of personal life, and all members of the community. That is, to the laity. At last, other churches are beginning to see that they've wasted the opportunity. This large group of laity, they haven't used much for religious purposes, including one half of the human race that have no role, the women, have no role in the official work of the church. As you know, Quakerism has not made that distinction either between the sexes or between laity and clergy. Perhaps the right way to put it is the Quakers have no clergy. Not that they have no laity. Then I think this also means an attempt to make religion a personal matter and not merely a spectator performance. In other areas, we have a tremendous amount of spectatorship, don't we? Radio, television, athletics, millions of people watching other people and very, very few doing it, to use the modern phrase, doing it themselves. Quakerism is an attempt to bring the do-it-yourself theory down into religion. You know, the story of a man that went into a store when this became, you know, this slogan, do-it-yourself. He went into the store, he said, "Have you any book on do-it-herself?" He and Emily was being indoctrinated in doing ever all the chores in the family, and he rebelled against it. And so I would put down, as I've already suggested, the role of women. In religious life. There's certain things that women can do with children, a certain delicacy of understanding, appreciation, that I just think is missed in some religious groups. The use of silence, again, in contrast to a terrifically noisy civilization. I won't say that it's spiritual in itself, but it is something that a Quaker meeting might help. I've known quite pagan people to really appreciate the silence of a Quaker meeting. I wouldn't say they're worshiping there, but at least they're away from the usual noise. The belief that men are subject to persuasion and not only to force. Well, you could make your own choice. I say this is a personal matter of attraction or repulsion. And these are some things that I think might come to me. And may I add one more? The very fact of its smallness makes it a manageable, knowable group with a wholeness in it and a protest against the cult of beasts, the mighty army. No, you're not invited to join the mighty army, but you can be a member of our little Peace Corps if you want. 25 people working in Tanganyika or somewhere like that. There is something in that. And if I speak locally, you could be a member of a little friends meeting in this village or that village, and not too much aware of the mighty army sort of thing or the wholesale method. Well, I let that do for today. There are some pamphlets that deal with this. And in referring once more to this list, I remind you that one or two of these things in this hoped-for agenda I haven't been able to deal with. I said very little about 34, Quakerism outside the USA. And what I haven't dealt with, you're not responsible.
Will the exam be mostly essay questions or identifications or what?
Be what?
Will the exam be essay questions or what?
It'll be partly purely factual. Identifications of persons and places and times. And it'll be part of it evaluating certain movements or persons. And I expect part of it will be, I wish more, but the time is short, more opportunity for quite fresh and individual presentation. I'm sorry for that. I'd like to have more of that. But there'll be some opportunity. There'll be some of it. Based upon your overall impression of aspects of